Over those early years, I also, along with people like Jeannie Bendick and Dee Cuthbert and Debbie Stamp, Susan Barber, I'd also like to mention Rick Williams was extraordinarily helpful. He was always around, lending a hand. Again, very, very quiet, but he was a can-do kind of a guy. When we needed, when we were given the Buddha Rupa that sits on the shrine on the hillside, he literally drove his pickup up the hillside to help get the Buddha Rupa in place, if I remember correctly, and was very, very generous and helpful in those early years. Also, David Dawson. In the very first few days, myself, Ajahn Visuddhi, and then the then Anagarika Tom, now Ajahn Kurundamo, in the very early days, just the three of us living at the monastery, this local fellow, maybe a week or two after we'd arrived, this man sort of came and knocked on the door, came and visited, and it turned out his brother had been a bhikkhu in Sri Lanka. He himself was a Buddhist, and in conversation with him, he said, "I like to build huts and make pathways through the forest. If I can help out, just let me know." So I thought, well, thank you very much. That's you couldn't have made it up, really. I mean, if he had made it up, no one would have believed it. But anyway, this local fellow who's a Buddhist who builds huts and knows how to make trails so through this very steep, rugged landscape that we'd inherited. The group of us, Ajahn Visuddhi, myself, and Anagarika Tom, as he was then, Ajahn Kurundamo, were not particularly practically gifted. Probably Ajahn Visuddhi had more building experience than the rest of us. Our entire toolkit was one small Swiss Army knife and a hammer when we arrived. That was our workshop. But it was enough to put up a post box and to get things going. Also, people gathered around. The Malans were incredibly generous with their time and tools and their help. Peter was very, very generous with lending a hand on the practical front. Richard Smith in Detroit cast around through his friends, told them that the monastery in California needed all kinds of tools and equipment. He literally filled up the back of his van and drove from Detroit to Abayagiri and then provided all kinds of good things like a table saw and a washing machine, all these, I think a drying machine, all these kind of good things.